only 21 days after, you know, graduating, I got the job. I am a laser tech, and I am doing laser hair removal right now. You know, I don't think a lot of people truly know how big and booming this whole industry is. I'm so glad I chose this route because I see so many opportunities for me, you know, further down the line.
Hi, I'm Kristen.
Hi, I'm Shelley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. We're cosmetic laser instructors at National Laser Institute.
Join us on our journey as we share stories of empowered women stepping outside their comfort zones.
Our graduates are pursuing a new passion and finding their purpose with cosmetic lasers in the booming med spa world.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, honey.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
Miss you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I miss you guys too.
So Kayla, tell us what city and state you're from.
I am from Queen Creek, Arizona, and I live in the East Valley.
Very nice. Did you go to the Scottsdale location then?
I did.
And why did you choose NLI?
I chose NLI's for one, for the location. Two, I liked how short the course was so that I could begin a new career in something that I wanted to be in. And, you know, I liked how it was set up of having the Zoom so I could do it at home and then go into doing the in clinicals.
Nice. And what was your last job prior to attending?
My last job prior was at a law firm in downtown Phoenix. I was a legal assistant for family, actually.
Very nice.
And you just wanted a change, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to be in the beauty industry.
Well, that's good. So tell us how your overall experience was while you were here.
I enjoyed NLI. The instructors... Going in, I was really nervous because of my injury that, you know, perhaps I wouldn't have even been able to do this. And everyone had patience and were very supportive. And the instructors, you ladies were great. And it was really fun meeting, you know, other women. And there was a male in my course from all over the U.S. too.
Yeah. So I'm just going to touch just a tad on your injury just for others that want are looking and may have something similar. You've lost two fingers on one hand, and it was very easy for you to manipulate the laser hand pieces.
Yeah. You know, I did have some difficulties that sometimes, like if there was a hand piece that had a finger trigger. But you know, the majority of the machines had foot pedals, and even if it was a hand trigger, I could use my left hand a little bit, or there were some that I even did with my right hand as well.
And you did great. You mastered it really, sure. really well. So, what was your favorite thing to do when you were here?
I loved the laser hair removal. Honestly, I liked, you know, everyone that came in, obviously they want no hair. You know, they want it all to be gone. But, you know, there was, I remember this one lady in particular who, you know, she had a lot of hair on her chin and she was very embarrassed by it. Mm-hmm. And her coming in, she even said that she was embarrassed in that moment. And, you know, us five of us or however many there was, you know, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. That's why we're here. And I loved right. being able to make her happy at the end of the treatment. Well, I remember one of the instructors mentioning, you know, you'll always learn something new every day. Every day I'm going in and I'm learning something new, and it's very exciting.
Right. So great.
Very and speaking great. Of a job, honey, so just to let everybody know, you know, I did get a text from a good friend of mine who's a doctor, and asking me if I knew anyone. And I want you to know that these two girls are the first ones that said your name to refer. So, and you're working there now.
And then I think it's so great. Other doctor. Both of them in there. Yes. Yep. And lo and behold, yes. you are hired. That's yeah. awesome.
So happy for you.
I know. So it was only 21 days after, you know, graduating, I got the job.
So great. And are you an esthetician?
I am not. So I have no background in the beauty industry you know, prior to this.
And what are you doing at the job?
I am a laser tech, and I'm doing laser hair removal right now.
Very nice. So is there any personal reasons why you wanted to get into laser?
You know, it was more so just getting into the beauty industry. I had a lot of people in my life that are no longer in my life that doubted me a lot because of my injury. And whenever I had mentioned to them going about and doing this, they said, you'll never make money. You'll never succeed. You're setting yourself up for failure. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people truly know how big and booming this whole industry is. And truthfully, I didn't either until I started school. But I'm so glad I chose this route because I see so many opportunities for me, you know, further down the line.
I love that.
I love that you pursued it and kept going and did it and look at, you know.
Yeah.
And it's good you didn't listen to anybody else.
Yes.
You know, when I first started here, I heard that same thing about tattoo removal because it was so many years ago and tattoo was not popular at all. And I remember them saying, you know, you'll never make money doing it. And 17 years later, you know, so I don't listen to anybody. Just focus on what you want to do for yourself. You know, we're really proud of you.
We are so proud of you.
Really proud of you.
And you stood out so that we are just so happy.
You're amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I appreciate it.
And that's that. You're a testimony to never give up. Just never give
up. And they love you at that job too.
Yes.
So
they do.
Right.
It's a huge learning experience, like I said, but I'm very excited to be there and continue on with this.
Good.
So glad, honey.
Got to keep learning. You get bored if you don't learn, right?
That's true. That's true.
Yes. Well, congratulations on everything.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.